Well, for me, the whole experience really has been, as my husband put it yesterday, you know, it's been an experience of faith. When I started this project in 2007, I knew the story of Franz Jägerstätter from my father, and I knew Gordon Zahn, who wrote In Solitary Witness, when I was a young girl. And I felt very deeply that after the work I had done working on other people's films and making films, that this was the story that I wanted to tell. And really, no one was interested. No one wanted to tell the story. Or if they were interested in the story, they were interested in the ending being different, because that is working and living in Los Angeles. And for me, you know, initially, if I had known how long this process would take, I would have been quite discouraged. But it's taken a lot of time, and through that time, I've gotten to know many people in what I call the Jägerstätter community, which people in Pax Christi in the Linz area. And I would say, very importantly, the family. You know, I was very fortunate, or blessed, we could say, to meet Franziska, who's played by Valerie Poschner in the film. So my first trip there was in 2010, and I came to know her. I knew her as a 97-year-old woman who was full of equanimity, joy, and humor, and really quite a moving presence. And she gave me her blessing to make this story, and that has surrounded me through the entire process, which has been very, very difficult at times. So I feel strongly that... you know, the film is beautiful, and also the experience of making it has really changed who I am as a filmmaker, but also as a person, as a wife, and as a mother.
Why Terrence?
Well, I think my original dream was Andrei Tarkovsky, who wasn't alive, of course. And I had been pushing this story and the script around with, you know, a lot of rejection. And Terry knew the story of Franz Jägerstätter, and there are just a bunch of coincidences came into place. You know, it turns out the person who had originally told him about Franz Jägerstätter was his roommate at Harvard, who, when I was an undergraduate at Harvard, had been one of my professors. This guy, yeah, John Womack, who he calls Jack because they're friends. There were a number of things that just fell into place, and I thought, I did a long process of discernment, because I had to give up a lot of my own, you know, when you bring Terry onto a project, you don't exactly tell him what to do. And so there was a lot of surrender for me there. But I think that, you know, you've seen the film now, and you can see that it's very powerful. And I think he made a lot of decisions that are perfect and fantastic. I think the actors, I think August Steele is, I think, perfect, as is Valerie. I think the score, I think the man who shot is tremendous. I hope he wins a lot of awards and accolades. He was an intimate part of the creation of the film. Like, on the set, he wore, the DP and the operator were the same person on this film. So he had been an operator, not the DP, on many previous films of Terry's. So they had a relationship. And he wore the rig, and he would get right in. You know, Terry would just kind of set them loose, and a take would be 20, 30 minutes long. And the three of them, August, Valerie, and this man, Jörg, would kind of go into the pasture. It was a tremendously intimate. It was a wonderful decision to bring Terry on. It's, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a great deal on set. And I've learned a lot through the whole process.